USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With 9 days to go before Election Day, the presidential candidates are crisscrossing battleground states to push for last-minute support. At a rally in New Hampshire, President Trump touted his efforts to bring the economy back after the pandemic hit.
Since April, we created a record 11.4 million jobs. We've spent the last 4 years reversing the damage Joe Biden and Obama inflicted. Look, we've done more in 47 months than Sleepy Joe has done in 47 years. And I really mean it, too.
Vice President Mike Pence is holding a rally in North Carolina. Former Vice President Joe Biden is scheduled to speak during a virtual concert, while his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, held multiple events in Michigan. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Vice President Mike Pence will not go into quarantine, despite four aides, including his chief of staff, testing positive for coronavirus. Mark Short is isolating after testing positive on Saturday for the virus, but Pence will be maintaining his schedule, according to his office. That includes a Sunday evening campaign rally in North Carolina. The vice president and his wife tested negative for the virus on Saturday. The pair tested negative again on Sunday. Short is considered a close contact to the vice president, but Pence will continue his schedule, taking the precautions of mask wearing and social distancing that are in line with the CDC's recommendations for essential personnel. In a rare Sunday session, Senate Republicans voted to advance the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the floor for a full vote. That will happen Monday, despite Democratic attempts to stall a vote. The nomination is expected to pass the full Senate, with Senator Susan Collins of Maine, the only Republican, expected to vote against the nominee. No Democrat is expected to vote for Barrett. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Will there be a stimulus bill before the election? Many in Washington are skeptical and are ready to blame the other side. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Time is running out for a new coronavirus relief bill to pass before Election Day. One of the main sticking points is how much money should be going to cities and local governments. And according to Republican Senator John Thune, it's Democrats that are wanting to wait until after the election to help the American people out.
Money for the post office, money for farmers. I mean, we've moved a bill on the floor now twice in the Senate, but the Democrats have blocked it. So in the end, when the smoke clears after the election, hopefully we can sit down and people can, in good faith, start to compromise. But right now, my impression is that the House Democrats and Speaker Pelosi would much rather have the issue than they would have a solution. And we want a solution.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi countered on CNN, saying that it's the White House that's been moving the goalposts in negotiations.
Every time they say we move the goalposts, that means they're projecting what they did. But let's just, you know, let's be hopeful. We're 9 days before an election. Yeah. We're trying to unify the country, and one way to do it is to come together to crush the virus so that we can open our economy, open our schools.
And Pope Francis has named 13 new cardinals, including Washington, D.C. Archbishop Wilton Gregory. He's led the Capital Diocese since last year. Gregory is set to become the first African-American prelate to serve at the Vatican as a cardinal. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.